What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Sorry I Spaced Out.
No, what's up, guys? We're back. I know, I was coming in super hot. I just wanted to do a really overexcited one real quick. That'll probably blow out everyone's eardrums on the intro there, but welcome back. It's been a while, probably too long, but that means a lot to talk about. Or we're just going to forget what we all want to talk about, and it'll just be a standard episode, which is a good chance that happens. But actually, I think there's a lot on the docket. But I'll start off with the... I think there is. But I'll start off with the number one question that's on my mind, and that is, how are you doing today?
Man, I'm making it. How are you doing?
You're making it? I'm not bad. Making it, you know, I've been okay. I've been good. I've been better. But you know what? I haven't been worse. You know what I mean? I'm nursing my very first running injury, which is a little depressing. Boom. That happened to me yesterday, which was all self-made mistakes, really. I had ran, or actually, I guess I just didn't run very much at the beach whenever I was on vacation.
Self-made man.
Yeah, you know I'm a self-made man. But I just ran 1 8-mile run when I was at the beach, and then the rest of the time, every time that I'd wake up, I would just be like, no shot am I about to go hit a few miles right now. So I just put the training on hold and decided I would pick back up as soon as I got back home. So I got back home, picked it back up immediately, did a good 5 mile, 8 mile, 5 mile. And after my second 5 mile, my knee was just kind of like, I don't know if you'd call it tightness, but it was definitely hurting underneath, like outer knee underneath. You know what I'm talking about? Like there's almost like a little ball.
Yeah.
You can feel like a little bone.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pain going on right there. I don't know if that's like some arthritis. Don't know if that's... I think it's just overuse. I think I just came back in too hot this week, and I definitely paid the price. Because then I went for my 11-mile run on Sunday thinking, I've got this. I'm just going to run through the pain. Got to mile 6 at like basically the turnaround. Dude, I couldn't even run. I was like, I'm definitely – like I could tell, like, you know, like when you hurt something, you can tell when you're like protecting it when you're doing stuff.
Yeah.
Is that like what they call like protecting it?
Yeah.
Exactly. They always would tell me I was doing that whenever I tore my shoulder. They'd be like, I can tell you're like, you're not like doing it fully. And I'm like, all right, well, sue me, I guess. You know what I mean? But, no, dude, I had to stop. I called Carly and was like, hey, where are you at? I need you to come pick me up because I seriously can't finish this run. She was taking a ring to somebody, so she couldn't come get me. So I had to get on a scooter and scooter back to the house. Do you know how embarrassing it is to scooter back?
Did you not walk?
Dude, no, I couldn't walk. I was 5.5 miles away from my house and my knee was fucked. I was like, oh, I'll just walk. I was like, here's what I'll do. I'll walk. It'll loosen up. And then worst comes to worst, I'll kind of, you know, like light jog and still, you know, get the mileage in at least. You know, say that I did the mileage at least. And no, dude, I couldn't. It was almost like once I stopped running, it was like, I guess basically since I was running and the blood was pumping, I was able to kind of get through the pain a little bit. But once I stopped, it was almost just like everything in that knee just wrenched together like this. It just straight up got so tight and I couldn't even walk. I was like, gosh damn it. So I got my ass on a spin scooter and scootered 5.5 miles back. But it's so embarrassing scootering home in full running gear. I mean, I have no shirt on. I'm in running shorts. I have my flip belt on, and then I have my little like hand water bottle on the side of my handles. And I have to go
you,
and I have to pass like all the people that saw me running earlier.
Yeah.
So I'm like, gosh, damn it.
You're probably passing people and they're like, look at this fucking dipshit,
bro.
It was
pretty embarrassing. But like, nice. I mean, they don't know that I just ran 6 miles too. And my knee fucking
hurts.
That's
also true.
So, you know, to them, I give them one of these. You know what I mean? But that's kind of what's going on in the running world. I'm going to take today off. I took Sunday off. Or no, I didn't. I guess that was yesterday when this happened. So I took today off. I'm hoping that I can get back out there tomorrow maybe. But I don't know. It's still a little tender, and I definitely don't want to. I mean, because I'm about a little over a month out from the race.
Yeah, I was about to say, have you paid for your entry fee already? Or?
Oh, yeah. I'm in the race. I'm good. And you know what I didn't get whenever I was signing up for the race?
What?
The race insurance. Because I was like, I don't need that shit. But here I am. I might
even
need
that.
I didn't
know that was a thing.
I didn't know it was either until they decided to let me know about that. Which
you
is pretty
pay,
even,
like an extra couple bucks, and if you can't
run
it,
I think
you get
it was. It was a little much for me to be like, eh, I'm not doing that. I think it was maybe like $15 or something like that.
Oh, dude.
I don't know.
You should have done it, bro, just
in
case.
Nah, dude. Because I'm built different.
Be like,
I'm simply built different.
Dude, horn ligament, bro. Like,
I really hope not. That's what I was telling Carly. I was like, I hope I didn't like tear anything, because I've always just feel like I've had bad knees. But we'll see. I'm just hoping that it's not anything major. I might just play it safe, take off like 2 to 3 days, stick with the ice. I made a ton of improvement from yesterday to today, so I'm hoping that's like, you know, kind of a little bit of foreshadowing, letting me know that I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be fine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think you'll be okay regardless, right? I may have to cut your leg off, but you'll be okay.
I mean, AMT's that would be
a long way.
I guess that is worst case scenario, right? They just got to chop it off.
Yeah. Well, that's, I'm glad to hear that you're still running. I've been traveling a lot, so I've not done any running or hardly any working out. So I feel like a piece of shit, but you know, that's okay. Cause
I'm glad you brought up working out actually
on my soul,
because I did go to the gym for the first time in probably a month. Maybe I think I've done about a week now of working out back in the gym. I'm weak, dude. It is crazy how fast you can
it's
lose
hard,
strength.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was gone for a month and now I go back. I can't even do 135 12 times.
Yeah, see, my thing is like I've given just enough time in between like my lifts or whatever that I don't lose any strength. I just notice like the next morning I feel a little sore, if that makes sense.
Oh, so, yeah. Like, and then my dumbass decided. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. So I can do the same weight and for the same amount of reps, but I can't get any further than that because I've left just enough time in between.
Right, so, right.
Kind of sucks.
Then I had the bright idea, you know what? I'm going to hit legs today. Why not? You know, First day back in the gym, let's throw a little weight on the bar and squat it. I literally only did 95 pounds. The next day, my hip flexors have never been more sore. Which is also, I think, partially my knee problems are coming from doing squats. Because I think I ran my 5 and my 8 mile run with sore legs and just was like, this will be okay. And it was not okay.
I'll be all right.
I'll be fine. I'm simply built different. And I'm kind of doing like a quick pivot here. Actually, hold on. I'm trying to think if there's anything that I wanted to do working out wise. It's been a while since we've been in here recording. So I'm trying not to be too like all over the place topic wise. Trying to stay focused. But yeah, I guess I think really all I had to say about working out was that I just went back and was weak. So it kind of encouraged me to get back into the gym.
Yeah.
I guess because I mean, dude, I've just been running only, but it's also because I've been pushing my runs to the afternoon. I've started to push them more into the morning now, which is so much better for temperature wise.
Oh,
plus
yeah.
We're in the wonderful month of September. Weather's coming down a little bit as far as temperature goes.
Yeah.
It's actually feeling really good. I think we're going to walk the dog this evening. That's how nice it's feeling out there. But let's transition real quick into, it is the most wonderful time of the year, and it's not Christmas. It is fantasy football season. And dare I say, I'm excited, but right off the bat.
What a hot start you and I came out on. Tim.
Yeah, me and you came out the gate.
0-1, baby. Let's go.
0-1. I put up the lowest score in the league this week with 60 points. But let's break down the fantasy here. We had the draft, what was that, I guess, a week ago almost?
Yeah, yeah.
Which was nice. We had a lot of people hop on the Discord for a live call. I think that's the most people we've had on the live call for the draft this year.
We had nine people
out of the 12. So pretty nice, in my opinion, getting the guys together for the draft. You know, after I drafted my team, here's the thing. You fall into those projections, and the projections were telling me, hey, you're going to get second in this league if all goes as planned. You know, I don't hate second. I would like first. And then they're telling me week one, hey, man, you're projected the highest scorer in the league, which right off the bat, I hate that. I hate that. I go to sleep thinking, this year we might have done it. You know, did I draft a good team? You might have drafted
the championship team, baby.
And then some guy in our league decides to send a message. I think this ruined my whole team. He goes, all right, so draft recap, Bully's team's a juggernaut. And I was like, why are we talking about my team?
Yeah.
Don't jinx my team. And then next thing you know, notification, Travis Kelce, your first round pick, his knee's hyperextended. I don't even know what that means. Number one, it's Tuesday. They play Thursday. Why is Travis Kelce taking practice reps 2 days before the game? This guy should be sitting on the couch drinking Capri Suns. No, he should be far away from contact. I just want to know what he was doing. Because here's the thing.
He probably did something He was probably something stupid too. Like he was running and he just fucked up running. Like,
no, dude, I bet he was out there doing some, what is that shit that he does? You got to fight for your right to party. I bet he was doing something like that. Or Patrick Mahomes was out there. He's like, hey, Travis, can you, I can't even do a good Patrick Mahomes. I'm trying to do a Patrick Mahomes right now, but I just can't do it. For some reason, my mouth is like, or like my throat's like dry, but I'm sitting here like, I've got something to drink. I don't know why.
You okay?
I can't do this anymore, dude. We're out of here. All right, it's fun. Peace. No, dude. And then I take the risk on Cooper Kupp, which that's on me. Should I have drafted a guy that said he was already day to day? No,
I got a better
probably
one
shouldn't.
For you. I got a better one for you.
Let's hear it.
I drafted T. Higgins, bro. I didn't even realize T. Higgins didn't have a fucking contract right now.
Oh, he's just contractless. He's a contractless man.
Like he's still there, but they're trying to negotiate his contract or whatever, so he'll go and play. Like
there is nothing worse than contract disputes, because it's like, hey, just trade him or get him on the team. I don't care what you got to do. And then I'm wondering, is it the players or is it the coaches? Like, who's at fault here?
It's the fucking players, bro.
They want that money,
the
dude.
Players, yeah,
it's the money.
Well, it's just like the whole Chris Jones thing for the Chiefs. Chris Jones wants to be like, you know, paid better or whatever. Like, bro, you're a fucking defensive lineman or whatever. Like, what do you want to make fucking, what do you want? $200,000 or $200 million a year, bro? What do you want, bro?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're already offering you probably millions of dollars and you want a couple more million?
Do you think, like, if you were a professional athlete, which obviously we are not, but you think if you were a professional athlete, you'd be like, if somebody was like, hey, man, we'll pay you $1 million to play every year, would you be like, oh, yeah. Because
honestly, it just depends. Like, maybe there's playing, like some underlying things that they have to pay for that we don't know. But I mean, I don't know. It seems like a pretty good gig as long as you're starting and you're getting a couple mil.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to think that if somebody offered me $1 million to go play a sport professionally, I'd be like, all right, man, cool. I'm happy.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like, yeah.
Why not? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. What are they saying? Are they saying that he's probably going to sign at some point, or what's the deal?
I don't know. I don't remember what the latest is, but like last I heard, he was wanting more money, and the Chiefs were like, we're not paying you more money. Take what you got. And he's like, no, I'm not showing up.
Are you talking about T. Higgins or Chris Jones?
No, I was talking about Chris Jones. Sorry. T. Higgins, I don't know what the fuck's going on. I literally looked on, I guess it was Sunday after the game had started, because I'm like, dude, he's not gotten a single reception yet. And I look and it's like, I look down at the news and it's like, oh yeah, he's still, you know, negotiating his contract where he probably won't play week 1.
Terrible.
Oh, fucking hell. I wish I would have known that. Like there was no little, you know, the little red box that signifies that like there's news or whatever. There was no red box like signify like, hey, this guy ain't playing, bro. Like,
I know.
Then I had fucking Waller, bro. And Waller, they're like, yeah, man, we're going to tell him, like, we're gonna let everybody know, like, 90 minutes before the game. It's the last fucking game of Sunday.
Yeah, it's the last game of the day.
I got to make a decision here.
Right. No. Did he do good? I mean, the Giants did awful yesterday, so there's no way he benefited.
He did better than Njoku. I had to put Njoku in there because I couldn't risk it.
Well, how many points? Like, was it a significant difference, or was it like 3 points?
No, it was 2 points. But,
oh, okay, then yeah, you can't really cry about that, unfortunately. Not as bad as losing your first and second round picks before week 1's even started.
I'll
but that's
that
on
one.
Me. I should have got. Here's the thing: is I just wasn't paying attention to the board. I should have got AJ Brown. And here's the thing: last time I had Cooper Kupp, he sucked for me. So I don't know why I even wanted him. It's just because he's done so good these past 2 seasons, and I'm sure this will be another season where he bites the dust for some reason. He's already out 4 games. 4 games I'm out with this man. And then, I guess tough. Calvin Ridley decided in this year off that he took, he was going to figure out how to play football, I guess. I don't know. I guess he just, in the whole year he was off, he just literally ate and breathed football. It was just all he did.
Well,
mental health break.
You know,
like, he just became the best receiver in the league.
What I think is fucking funny is, Mathis, his team, did you look at his score?
He's pretty good. I know.
That.
Well, I mean, I know here's the thing. I wish I could have got Tyreek Hill. That's who I thought I was going to get. And then
if
he goes
look at his team,
wild card.
There's 3 guys that make up his entire score.
That's fine. Here's the thing. If you win, that's fine. But I hate this.
I know. I'm just saying, like, it's crazy because he's got Herbert. He scored 22.9.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill scored 44. And then I don't even know how you say this guy's last name. San Francisco.
Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, Ayuk, 32.9, and then his defense scored 14. Bro, that made up his entire score. Everybody else scored sub 10.
Okay, that is true. Yeah, Lockett in my pocket did not really turn up for the 1X. Yeah, I mean,
looking at the scores, and I was just like, damn, dude. Like, if he would have had anybody else in those spots, he would not have done so hot. But of course, he's got Tyreek Hill, so.
My defense was the second highest scorer on my team by 1.4 points. That is absolute pitiful. That's embarrassing as an establishment. I just don't understand, why did the Chiefs suck so much ass on Thursday? Why did Calvin Ridley steal all of Christian Kirk's numbers? I mean, this guy was a beast last year. I mean, he was amazing last year. I thought I got the pick of the year with Christian Kirk in like the seventh round.
Dude, Lamar Jackson even fucking blew a cock for
you. Absolute garbage, dude. I'm telling you, no one did good. We look terrible now. Like, starting out the season, it was like, oh my god. I mean, I should be stress free every single week. And then you get to after post week one. I wish I could trade every single one of these players now. The only guy that I think I would maybe want to keep is the running back from Minnesota, who did not do as good as I thought he was.
I've got Geno Smith, bro. You want to make a little trade? Lamar for Geno?
Yeah, it sounds fair at about this point. I mean, hell, I bet Geno outscored him this week. What did he do?
Geno did 22, I think.
Yeah, dude, freaking hell.
No. Sorry. No. Geno did 11.
Oh, he did 11.08. Still doubled Lamar Jackson's score.
Dang, and that is true.
Mustache hair that is poking my nose, and that was tickling me. It was just a rough start, you know, but you can't get down after week one. I'm trying to stay positive. There's a lot of things that can change. The rust will be knocked off. All these people that think they have the man will not be the man. I'm going to get the first. I'll be number one on the waiver wire this week. So I'm going to get the first sleeper of the year.
Like week one, bro, like, you know, you're kind of figuring everything out, like where everybody's going to play too. Like, you got some guys, you know, your first week, you're like, yeah, this guy's going to start in my lineup. But then, you know, the guy that's sitting on the bench, he ends up outscoring. You're like, all right, he had some better looks. Let's trade that out, you know. And you can be in a good shape, you know, in a good spot.
I drafted a team for Bill while we were at the beach. And I think they're going to be good. We just didn't start the right players this week. We had to take out Cup. And luckily, our bench is loaded down with receivers because I don't think the guys in his league really understand how to draft players correctly. So I have Brandon Ayuk from San Francisco on my bench. I've got Michael Pittman Jr. on my bench. I've got just all these great receivers on my bench. And they went off this week. But for some reason, we started freaking, or it wasn't me. My dad put him in, but I wasn't just going to say anything because I like really didn't have the time to be like, oh, go ahead and put this guy in, because their point differences were honestly not even that big as far as projection goes. But I should have like used my head and been like, why do I think Mike Thomas is going to even do anything relevant today? And he did okay. If he would have got a touchdown, maybe some noise. But I have two guys on my bench with 32 and like 23 or something like that, you know? So,
yeah.
But we still might pull through with the win. We need Josh Allen to kind of shit the bed. And we need basically the whole Bills team.
We don't need Josh Allen to shit the bed, dude. He's on my squad. I need him to.
I guess here's the thing. Do you have a chance to win this week?
If Josh Allen puts up like a 40 piece, yeah, maybe.
Oh my god, you actually don't, like, you're not down and out.
No, like,
and
I,
you have
I
a,
have,
and you have a and you have a running back.
I have a running back. Yeah, I've got James Cook or whatever the fuck his
name is. Oh, but he's got A-Rod going tonight. Okay.
Yeah, So I just need A-Rod. I need A-Rod to shit the bed with the Jets.
And I need Josh Allen to throw 5 touchdowns to James Cook.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
Also, I guess just a little bit more fantasy and we'll wrap it up. But we'll also just talk a little bit just kind of football in general. I'm excited to see Aaron Rodgers at the Jets. I'm ready to see if that is going to be anything spectacular. Other week one comments. I don't know. It's looking like it's going to be a weird season. I mean, Joe Burrow goes down week one, basically gets benched. But I think he might still be nursing an injury a little more than is being put on. I think they just wanted to get him out there. But remember, he like tore his calf or something. 2 weeks ago.
Bread, bro. Bread.
Oh, the bread? All right, let me go grab that bread real quick. And my girlfriend or my fiance just got here and I can say hello to her. All right, I'll be right back.
All right, bet.
Get that loaf of bread right there. Hey, yo.
Oh, hell yeah. That looks good, dude.
It's nice, right?
Yeah.
All right, sorry for the bread break there.
No, I'll
get
it,
get that out.
Got to get that bread, right?
Had to. Well, I started making it today, and then probably about halfway through, I was like, I just forget how much time goes into making this bread. And it's really not even the making time. It's just letting it sit because you have to let the yeast rise. Yeah. So it sits in the oven for an hour and a half, and then you take it out, and you roll it up into the loaf, and then you let it sit for another 45. Then it's got to bake for 35. So you're just really racking up a lot of time.
I've never baked bread before.
It's pretty fulfilling, honestly. I don't know why. I think it's just because you start with literal nothing.
Now,
and you just create bread. What started it all, you could say, almost.
Forgive me, but did you make a sourdough bread or?
Nope, that is seriously just a loaf of bread.
Oh, nice.
Like, so basically store white bread. It's what I made, basically.
Sick.
Yep.
Now, does it cost less to make your own bread, or is it about the same or more?
Probably with the number of loaves that I can make, probably cheaper just to make it yourself. And it's better. I mean, the bread is, it's top tier. Plus, it makes your house smell really good.
Yeah, okay.
It's kind of a fun little, if you ever get thinking about getting into baking, that's one good reason to do it. Because you just start making that fresh bread, and you start smelling that in your house, and you're like, whoa. Did not know fresh bread could smell so good. But it smells really good in my house right now. I'll tell you what smells even better, making like puff pastry. Get a little butteriness in there. And then whenever I make, like especially when I'm making cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
Those boys smell extra good. But it's fun. I don't know. I like baking. I don't know why. I think it's just, like I said, it's the process of just making something from scratch. It's not like you're just combining, like, you know, like seasoning meat or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's bringing something to life almost, if that makes sense.
Nice.
Very, very fun. Very fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just something I do when I'm bored, you know? If I'm just like, hey, got nothing else to do, slap together some bread, why not?
Sick.
Yeah. But we'll close up on football fantasy talk. It's Monday night tonight, so we'll see how the week one ends up here. Looking like I'm definitely going to get a loss. Truman might pull through here if we get a Josh Allen crazy game. But, you know, right now he's down. They've got him beat. But, you know, sometimes people can rise from the ashes, as they say.
Sometimes.
So we'll see. I'm sure after this week I'll be, you know, like when the projection line goes from whatever number you started and just draws a line to what you are now. I'm sure I'll be straight line all the way down to 12th place. But you know what? We're staying positive. We're not down and out yet. There's no way.
No.
There's no way we're down and out.
No.
Not a chance.
No. There's still hope for the season.
There is still hope. Was that a dog I just heard jumping around in there?
Hitting the fucking, the whatchamacallit. You know, those things that open and close to let you in rooms.
The doors, yeah.
The doors,
Are you home alone right now?
Nah, Bree just got home a couple minutes ago, so.
Nice. Let's hop into, how's the food truck coming along? It looks like we're going to be open October 7th, maybe?
Yeah. Hoping early next month. We're got through all the permitting stuff. Just going through the city right now and trying to get them all straightened out and all that. So I'm hoping, early October. I thought, it's funny because like months ago, I was like, oh, I bet it takes me like, you know, like 3 months or something like that. Yeah, no, it's taking longer than that.
But yeah.
We're almost fine, like, though. Next month will be month 5. So it's like, it's really not been that long. It's just, you know, been kind of a headache trying to get all the ducks in a row, you know? So
if you ask me, it's felt like it's gone relatively fast. If that helps you at all. Yeah. So I feel like for the people that have known about it, they're not like, where the hell is this food truck? Is it ever coming? I feel like every time I see a post, I'm like, oh dang, it's about to open. That's crazy.
Yeah. I feel the opposite. I feel like it's been like super slow, but I mean, I guess.
I'll say you're dealing with it though. So everyone else is just gladly bystanding, waiting for these waffles to hit the streets. Do you have a locked-in menu, or are you still kind of throwing options around?
Yeah, I've got a locked-in menu, and, like, they're pretty good. Like, the first couple of times that I made them, I didn't eat any myself, but then I finally started eating some, and like they're actually like they're pretty good.
That's so good.
Yeah.
How's the process of? Have you ever tried to like simulate a rush yet? Like, oh hey, we just got super busy. How's this going to turn out?
We've had some people kind of come over and just kind of like the taste test it or whatever.
Right.
And so basically like we kind of like mixed everything up and like got everything ready. And then as soon as they showed up, like we just like got into it or whatever. So like, I guess in a way we've kind of simulated it.
Yeah.
And like, it's actually like shout out to all the people that have come and done that for us because like, it's actually been kind of helpful of like, hey, like this person needs to do like one person needs to work on, you know, like bacon and eggs and like sausage and stuff like that. And then like this other person needs to do like the waffles.
Right.
And then like kind of, it helps like segment the jobs a little bit because each one takes like eggs and waffles, depending on like the griddle, like not to get too far into the weeds here, but like depending on the griddle heat, like the, how hot it is or like the temperature or whatever, like it doesn't take as long. Or it didn't take the same amount of time as like the waffles does, right? So like,
right,
it's kind of like you kind of have to balance it out and like kind of segment it and all that stuff. So, so it's been super helpful, but yeah. So I think we kind of have an idea of how it needs to run on the inside and how to like divvy up those tasks. So hopefully we do well. I'm not expecting like week one, like we just have like 1,000 people like lined up or whatever, because like I think that's super unrealistic. So
dude, you never know though, like, because here's the thing, when a food truck pops up in a town, people go nuts. Like, what, new food truck? Let's go hit it right quick. Let's just see what it's about. And especially, I mean, where you're is it going to be in the parking lot of the office?
Yeah That's where it's proposed.
Do you have any places to sit yet?
Not yet. I need to get some still, or make them, one of the
I mean two. It's not mandatory. I've been to plenty of places where there's, you know, maybe one picnic table.
Well, see, that's the thing, is like the city like says it's mandatory. You gotta have at least one picnic table. Yeah.
Dang.
So
I guess, does that like kind of make it the qualification of a restaurant?
I guess, dude. The city's like nothing. Okay, I'm gonna say this, and it's gonna sound bad. I'm not trying to shit on Conway in any way, but some of the stuff they do, bro, it just doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't
like
track.
I was talking to somebody about like the inspection today, and I was like, I was talking to one person about some paperwork I had to send in, like, hey, like, where are we at on this? Like, is there anything you need from my end, you know, and all that stuff? Like, what's kind of like the timeline? And she's like, oh no, like everything looks good. I'm actually sending this out, you know, tomorrow. And I was like, okay, perfect. And then I called somebody else, and I was like, hey, like, you know, I'm getting the A&P stuff. So like, you know, what's kind of like the timeline for this last piece? And, you know, cause I'm proposing, you know, opening up the first week of October, and, basically they're like, oh, well, you need to do this and do that and da da da. And you need to have this person and this person. And then you got to have, Conway Corp come out and look at your truck. And I was like, the fuck are you talking about? Why do they need? And they're like, oh, like they need to look at your 3-compartment sink. And I was like, I stopped the lady.
Yeah.
I was like, the health department's already checked all that though. Like, you're like, Conway Corp's a utility company. They shouldn't have to go into my truck and look at like, oh, is this sink, you know, 3-compartment or all that? Like,
they probably
that's
have
not
to
their
check
jurisdiction.
To make they probably have to check and make sure that they're all P-trapped.
I don't even know what P-trap means.
It's that little tube that does this.
Yeah.
They've got to make
sure.
They are. Whenever I was a young HVAC designer and plumbing design, that was one thing that I remembered, like certain sinks and stuff have to have backflow prevention or heat traps and stuff like that. So it's probably just on that side, but none of your stuff is mainlined into like a water line, is it? It's all in your truck, right?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's a health thing, but it's not like it would mess up their water supply or anything like that. That's weird. They have to come out there, but I don't know anything about anything like that. So,
I mean, I'm just calling BS on it, but we'll see what happens. We'll see what they're actually looking at or whatever, because I've already passed everything, all the inspections and everything else. So it's like, I'm kind of like, are you serious? Like, we got to go through another round of inspections.
Another thing.
Like, holy shit, like, because you got to work with everybody else's schedule and like all that stuff. It's like, oh, well, I can't come out today, but I can come out, you know, next Tuesday. And, you know,
right.
So it's just, it's kind of, it's just a lot to like.
But once it all gets done, it'll be worth it, maybe.
Yeah, I hope so.
Are you excited, I guess? I mean, are you, now that you've gone through everything, do you feel like once you get to the light at the end of this tunnel of permitting and getting it all ready, and once you're a full on truck owner, I guess, are you excited about it? Like, are you excited about the food aspect of this, or is it more of just, this is kind of like a startup business, you're trying to see how this runs, basically?
I guess how I feel about it right now is like, I'm excited. I want it to, you know, I'm excited and all that stuff, but like, there's something in the back of my head that's just kind of telling me like, I hope it's all worth it.
Because oh, yeah.
Like, everything up till now, like, I've had to you know, actually like apply myself and read all this stuff and do all these things and hit all these checklists and make sure everything's all, you know, spick and span and good and all that. And, you know, I've had to work inside the truck itself to like clean it up, make sure it passes and like all that stuff. And so like everything I've done up till now, like this last little piece is kind of like make or break. So like if this last little piece, and it's just the city. And so like if the city just decides that they don't want me to operate the truck or whatever, then I'm just kind of like shit out of luck.
Really?
And so, yeah, because it all depends on the city. Like the state government can pass you and all that stuff. So like technically, once I get my tax stuff from the city, I can operate for up to 14 days in a location. But if I don't get this next piece, then basically I have to hop around.
Oh, so you have to be a mobile truck.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough. So you're trying to grab the city to be like, I'm going to operate out of this parking lot.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to operate right here. I can operate more than 14 days in a year right here.
Right.
And of course, like right now I can move around and you can do that. You can move around different locations, but then it just makes it so much harder because you got to try to coordinate with other people. Hey, you know, can I come set up here for the weekend or, you know, and then you got to let people know like customers and all that, like, hey, this weekend we'll be here, you know.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's just it's tough for customer base to be like, oh, we have to check something every time, we want to figure out where this guy's located. Yeah, it's nice if you're just in the same spot every time. I think it'll go through though. I think it'll be fine, especially since, I mean, it's not like you have to worry about the business's parking lot that you're in being like, we don't want this guy in the lot, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
I think you're pretty good there. It just probably just depends on, I don't know. I feel like they could probably hit you with some bullshit like, oh, well, what if you do get busy? You become a traffic hazard over there.
But
I'm like, all right, well, look at a Chick-fil-A on the corner of MLK, okay?
Yeah.
That's a traffic hazard. When there's a line of cars backed up to the light and a car's flying through and doesn't notice that there's, like, I cannot believe there haven't just been 100 car pileups over there by that Chick-fil-A. In other news of Chick-fil-A real quick, actually, it's not even relevant. It's not even relevant. They're just tearing down. They're tearing down a Chick-fil-A and making it drive-through only in Fayetteville.
Oh, nice.
That's it. Yeah.
I'm kind of that's my biggest worry is just like, I'm just worried they're gonna nickel and dime me for stuff, like be super nitpicky or whatever, because of the office and all that stuff and where it is, because we had to go through that whole headache and all that. So I'm kind of worried that they're gonna, you know, try to nickel and dime me on this one and just, almost get too granular and like way too deep into the weeds for what it is. And so like, I'm kind of worried about that, but I mean, we'll see.
Like, hey,
happens.
Bro, I'm just trying to sell waffles for 3 hours in the morning and the evening.
Yeah. Like literally, like I'm not trying to like, you know, I'm not trying to run a Chick-fil-A right here or McDonald's or some shit. Like, you know,
is the goal for you to work it as well for the first few months?
Yeah. I'm hoping just to get it off the ground and kind of see where we're at with like, in terms of like what I can afford for like workers or whatever.
Yeah. Like, could you afford a worker? What I mean?
Yeah. Get some employees in there and kind of teach them the ropes and be like, hey guys, like, y'all are going to go run this thing and I'm going to have my
weekends
back. So, yeah.
Yeah. So whenever you need me, just give me a call. Well, it seems like it's all, I mean, so far so good as far as, you know, everything's kind of gone through with no hiccups, it seems. Maybe a small snag here with the city, but hopefully that all goes well. What was I about to say? Oh, All right, any other comments on Waffles on Wheels before we move on?
No, just
check it out when it opens. I'll say once it opens, we'll definitely let y'all know.
Yeah,
there's no doubt in my mind on that. But I wanted to move and do a quick transition on, because I think this was brought up in the last episode, however many moons ago. I made a claim that I would like to get more into cars. And ironically enough, without even, I mean, it was almost spoken into existence. The following week, I believe, I changed my own oil. And then the following week, I think, maybe it wasn't the following week, but it was shortly afterwards, I changed Carly's brake pads.
Yeah.
Which was a job, let me just say.
How did all that go?
So the oil was easy peasy, lemon squeezy. I didn't even have to jack my car up. The only problem I ran into was whoever had put the plug in my pan last had obviously used one of those like impact drills, and they just freaking went to town on it. So I had to I couldn't just like get it with my hand or like any of like wrenches. So I had to go to the store and I got one of those big breaker bars. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So I got like a 12-inch breaker, threw a socket on the end of it, and just got it, broke it, and then I was like, dude, I was so hype. I wish there was a video of me getting up out from under the car after like I'd got it out and it's like draining into the pan. I was like, let's go. Because this was like a, I think it was maybe over 2 days. I was starting to get to the point where, I mean, I'd bought everything. I mean, I'd got the oil, the filter, all the tools I needed, you know what I mean? So I'd already like ran up the check to get all the stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, what if I had to just take this somewhere at the end of all this, and I'm just going to have all this stuff to change oil? So I was like, nope, like I'm going to do this myself. So I got it done. Car's running like a champ. I even had to get, whenever you take your oil filter off, do you have like a tool that fits the oil filter?
Yeah.
I got one of like the universal ones, because I was like, I don't know what the hell size this thing is. So got the universal one, worked like a champ, even got the oil filter changed. So felt good about that. And then I just was like, you know what? Actually, I don't know. I probably don't even have, haven't even told this part of the story, I guess. The original plan for the brake pads was that my brother-in-law was going to do them, because he used to work on trucks. I was like, hey, man, do you mind doing this for me? You've said in the past, you know, like, you would do this if I ever bought the parts. You know, like, if you don't want to do it, you know, don't feel pressured or whatever.
Yeah.
So he was like, yeah, I can do it. Just let me, I want to be able to take it to my uncle's place so he could have someone kind of check his work. Well, the scheduling was just kind of getting all over the place, and I was just kind of ready to do it. And I kept watching videos, you know, so I could kind of be like, oh, hey, I saw this in a bit, you know, if they had any questions about like, because all cars are kind of different, I guess. Like, it's the same process, but I feel like there's kind of, you know, things here and there that's nice to know. And I just watched so many videos that I just, by the end of all the video watching, I was like, I could just do this. I think I can just do this myself. This seems easy enough. So I texted him and was like, hey, man, if you just come, or you don't have to come, I'm going to do it. I'm going to sign off on all the work. If you're just there to basically be like, if I start doing something really stupid, just go, no, do not do that. Like, that's going to break something. So we get over there on Saturday morning, start going to town on it. I get one done and I'm like, cool, this is going to like, we've got one done now. This should be a breeze. Got the second one done on the front pretty quick. And then we moved to the back. Well, the back is like, it's slightly different, but it's the same also. And it tacked on like one little extra step where we had to like, it required us to basically, you take everything off and then you like put it kind of back on and then take it back off and then put it back on. Cause you have to get the emergency brake, like the parking brake, you know, like whenever you, there's like a piston that you have to like push back in.
Yeah.
Well, on the front, you just like use this tool and it just like pushes it back in. No problem. Well, then there's a different tool you have to use. And the tool that I got, it was basically, I was either going to have to like spend a bunch of money or like spend like $8 on this little tool. And I was like, we're going to take a risk on this little $8 tool. And it worked, but you just had to like, it would slip out of the holes every now and then. So it was just kind of a hassle. And then plus the guy in the video, he just did really poor phrasing. He said, turn it in until it basically stops. And so we're sitting there turning it. I'm like, is it stopping? And he's like, no, but I don't think it's going in any further. I'm like, well, maybe he means like until it's not like, until it doesn't progress forward. Like it'll still turn, but it doesn't progress. So we did all that. But got him back on there. The car is braking like a champion. It is a little nerve-wracking, though, whenever you're peeling off in a car that you just put the brake pads on and you've never done that before. And you're just like, God, I hope these things work.
Well, that's why I don't want to do it on my truck, because my truck is so heavy, right? Yeah. Like, if you don't have any brakes in that thing, dude. I can only imagine jacking that thing up.
Yeah, I was about to say, no chance, dude. I was doing it on like a little tiny Renegade. That's why I felt like I could do it, too. I was like, you know, small car, not like I have to, you know, get up underneath it a lot. It's all pretty straightforward. So,
yeah.
After all that, I don't even come away with a new skill.
I'm about to look it up.
Look up how heavy your truck is, because even just like jacking that little Renegade up was kind of intense. But don't you have to jack your truck up when you change the oil, or is it so jacked up you don't have to?
No, it's so tall I can just crawl.
That's nice, dude. Yeah, that's why. That's like kind of how I did with the Frontier. It wasn't the easiest task, but it was. What is my cat is bugging out over here, dude? It's just she's never done this. She has her paws up on my desk.
So apparently, my truck can weigh 5,000, almost 6,000 pounds to almost 7,000 pounds.
Jeez, so, that's a lot of car up in the air.
I mean, that's. Well, and like if you think about just trying to stop, bro, and you fuck up the brakes, I mean, that's.
Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of cars that I'm like, dude, like I was behind a smart car the other day.
Uh huh.
And they were kind of fucking around while they were driving. And I was like, dude, like, if you fuck around, bro, like, I'll kill you. Like, not even on purpose. Like, I'm just going to completely just mow right over the top of you, man. Like, it's going to be like a little, damn it, speed bump, you know?
Right.
Like,
yeah,
it's gonna be nothing.
Just like,
yeah, literally, literally.
What was that?
Especially because I've got that bumper on the front now too. That metal bumper, dude. I would not want to be on the other end of that.
No chance. I think the main thing though is when you're doing brakes, you just don't want to change the brake lines. I think as long as you're doing pads, as long as the brake lines are still working, it'll press something up against the rotor. Oh, I guess I should say it also changed out the rotors while I was down there. So,
oh yeah,
full service. Good overall boy. Savings, like if you just even with tools, I think I still saved like $400.
That's nice.
And so like next time I do it, even more. So.
Yeah, you're just going to be, it's kind of like changing your oil. Like the first time you change it, you're kind of like, am I doing this right?
Yeah.
But as you keep going, you're like, you get more confident with it, right? Like this last time I actually used an impact driver, right?
Let's go.
Now here's a little tip for you. Don't use the impact driver to take it out because goes everywhere. Only use it to
put it
in. I
bet you got down there and you were like, oh, life hack, baby. Here we go.
No, I thought like if I just did it fast enough, bro, it would just come out like real good or whatever. I'd still have the plug or whatever like in the impact driver. Nah, dude, that shit went everywhere, bro.
No chance.
So little tip for you. Don't do it out, but going in, that's fine. So.
I'll tell you what the best part of changing your own oil was for me was I was able to get like nice oil. I knew that I was getting decent oil instead of just, you know, going and getting it changed and then having them put, you know, probably the cheapest kind in there for $100.
You want this nice, the newest, greatest synthetic? You're like, sure, yeah.
Yeah, whatever, dude. Yeah. Like, I'll take that.
You don't know if that shit's actually getting put in there.
Just turns out they're just pissing in your oil tank or just like, this will work. This will handle it. Also, the oil was hot as fuck when it came out. I was like, damn, I did not know that shit was going to be that hot.
Yeah, you should have called me because I would have been like, yeah, dude, you need to wait a little while, bro, because that shit's hot.
Yeah, waited like 20 minutes. I thought 20 minutes was good.
No, dude, like I don't know how hot your truck gets, but my truck, like the normal operating is like 100 and some degrees or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So like, dude, that shit's hot and it's hot for a while. Like I end up usually like if I know I'm going to change my oil, like if I would have done it today. Normally what I would do is I'd drive it home. Like if I usually pick up the oil the day before, right? And then I drive home from work and I open up the hood to let some air kind of flow through or whatever and kind of cool it off a little bit up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I probably like, I might check it out right now. But because the shit's hot, bro.
As I say, because you don't want to wait too long because then it won't be viscous enough to like flow out.
It won't flow as fast. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a happy medium in there.
Right. Right. It was nice though. It was once like when I was doing brake pads, I was like, damn, I am taking apart this car, putting it back together. I was like, I literally am scared right now. Like once I took the wheel off and like started taking shit apart, I was like, okay. I was like, I'm getting it apart. I was like, now the harder part comes whenever I got to put it back together. But it's so simple, man. I mean, in total of bolts, it's 4 bolts that you're unscrewing, and then you just screw them back in.
Yeah,
it's pretty easy.
I mean, I've changed them before, or I'd say that I helped my dad change them out on a 2005 Mustang. I don't know how old the Civic was. I feel like there was one other car that I did it. But I don't trust myself. It was so long ago, I don't trust myself to be like, yeah, I could change the brakes.
You could do it after one video watch. I know you could. Or not like one video watch, but after watching a couple. Because that's the thing, you gotta like piece them all together because each guy does something different or like will cut out a crucial part of the video that he thinks is not very crucial. But you're like, hey man, you just kind of grazed over that task. You're like, all right. Wheels off, and then like he cuts hard cut, and the wheels on. And you're like, whoa, wait, where was the? Like,
I had to change a fuel filter on my truck, and I was gonna do it myself or whatever. So I watched a bunch of videos and like how to do it. I'm like, oh, this shit's easy. This looks simple. And I went and like the cost of the fuel filter like wasn't that bad, and like an O-ring and like all that stuff. I'm like, dude, that's not bad at all. But then I got to thinking about it in the videos I was watching. It's like, wait. These hoes are like dumping gas out on the floor. Like, I need something to catch this. And I started thinking about it, and I was like, yeah, I'm not doing this. I don't want diesel fuel on me.
Yeah.
Like,
no diesel
fuel. Shit stinks.
Yeah. They were just like, yeah, you're just going to empty this out on the street. No one's going to care about that. It's just smell like diesel in the neighborhood for a couple days. But trust me, man.
If you want to get rid of it, man, just take your Zippo down there and, you know.
Yeah, just burn it a little bit. So the best place I found is if you just back into your neighbor's driveway and just leak it out in there, and then
your
just
neighbor
pull forward.
Got a shithead dog. Just tell him, come on over here.
Keeping on the topic of cars, real quick, as we're approaching the final minutes here. Just a day before we were about to leave for the beach, I go to take Carly something at work, and I'm leaving, and there's this part on Dixon now. It's like you're going down Dixon, and you turn onto West. And one side of West is closed off because they're building a parking garage.
Sure.
So I'm going down the open side. And do you remember where Matt's old apartment was?
Yeah. Old Frisco.
You know the intersection?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm about to go through that intersection. Okay. Someone is coming the other way in the left. And instead of yielding to me, they were just like, let's just make this left. Why don't we? So I try my best. I got so close, man. I go this way to try to dodge them and like kind of do like a swoop in, and they just nail the backside of my truck bed. And
dude.
So I get out and I'm pissed, dude. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. So I like slam my door, and like then I realize I'm like in the middle of the intersection. So I'm like, all right, well, let me like pull off to the side. She's like pulled off to the side, and I walk over there and I'm like, you okay? And she's like, yeah, are you? I'm like, well, I'm fine. I'm like, you definitely probably like your front end hit, so like I just got in the back. Like, I mean, I didn't feel any, you know, I felt like I just kind of got like nudged or whatever. And so she starts like, she's like, do we need to call the police? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, that's kind of a necessary thing that we have to do right now. I'm like, if you would have just like bumped me, we could just like, maybe you know, like do some insurance exchanges. But I was like, I'm gonna need someone here to document this.
Yeah.
And she goes, I don't have a license. And I was like,
you say, that's not my fucking problem.
I was like,
bitch,
you don't have a license? I was like, what? And then she goes, I also don't have insurance. And I was like,
again,
this is, I was like,
not
what?
My fucking problem.
Like, well, it's kind of my problem because now.
Well, I mean,
it's not
like,
not my problem.
It's
like,
not your problem.
It would just be easier.
Like, yeah.
It would be easier if she did. But now, basically, someone's going to fix my car and then they're going to go after her for the money or whatever. But so then she's sitting there and she's like, do you think my car is totaled? And like her whole front end smashed in. And I was like, I think it's totaled. And she was like, really? And I was still kind of hot at this point. So then I eventually calmed down and it's just super hot outside. I've already called the police and dude, it's taken them. I mean, they are just taking their sweet time to get to this accident. Yeah. But mainly because I was like, no one's hurt. Like, we're fine. You know, And so she's like over by her car. I was like, dude, it's hot as fuck. I'm going to sit in my car until the cops get here. Plus, also, it was just like, I don't really want to talk to her too much. So I was like, someone with no license and no insurance.
Hold,
I was like,
hold on. You did not let her go back to her car.
No, dude, her car was undrivable. There is no way she could have driven off.
I was about to say, bro, you did not just do that.
I was not worried about her driving off. That was the last thing. Cause she like barely had, like, she barely got her car off to the side of the road.
Yeah. Okay.
And so we're waiting on the cop. Cop finally shows up and he's like, so what happened? I'm like, she just didn't yield and hit me in the back here. And so I'm looking at my damage and I'm like, it looks like she just hit my back panel. I'm like, she missed the bumper, I think. She missed like the wheels fine. Like, there's no like bot, like other than just like the back panel of my thing. So we're sitting there. I'm thinking like, okay, maybe I got off like not too bad. I took it to get an estimate on that hoe. Dude, it is going to be steep.
They got
to
replace the whole panel. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're definitely going to have to throw that guy on insurance. But dude, that's like that's the biggest wreck I've ever been in. I'll send you a picture. I'll probably put one up on the screen here of
damage
was.
Did you tell me about this?
I texted you. I think we were about to, we were going to record and I said, good. I just got in a wreck, so I should have something to talk about. That's right.
Yeah.
It was just, and it was one of those things, like, I could have easily just, like, not been in that scenario. You know what I mean? But it was just like.
Well, I mean, but it's not your fault, you know?
I know.
She's being a dumb bitch.
Exactly. You know, like, exactly.
So
there was a moment where I was like, was that my fault? I was like, did I like run a red light? And then I was like, no, light's green. I was like, that was definitely not me.
So what happened to her?
She got a bunch of tickets.
I was about to say, like, she probably got fucked.
Oh, yeah. She, like, I honestly felt a little bad, but I was like, I mean.
Dude, it's either paying for that shit or she is, bro.
Like, yeah, exactly. Well, it was also, I felt bad for, because, I mean, like, she was obviously, like, she was a young girl. She was, like, in her 20s. I think she was 20, straight up. And I think she was just driving the car back for someone, which I was like, who would ever let an unlicensed driver in their car in the first place is kind of my question. But no, she got hit with failure to yield, no insurance, and no license.
Damn.
And no insurance is a misdemeanor.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
Mm.
But I mean, like,
is
I said,
that right? Is that right terminology? Is misdemeanor good or bad?
Misdemeanor is
better than felony. Better than felony,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's lighter than felony, yeah.
Because that's what my MIP was a misdemeanor.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, like, it was either you paying for it or her. Like,
oh yeah, well then I just felt like that's not a fun day to have, you know?
Yeah, no.
Just thinking like she was probably like, oh, I'm just gonna run this car home real quick, and then just next thing you know, but I was like, dude, that's the, like, obviously you don't have your license. That's the number one rule at a green light left.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, that's they teach, like, you, they teach you two things in driver that you got to know. It's like, ride on red is good, and on a left you got to yield every single time unless there's an arrow. You know what I mean?
So I've been in two wrecks. Is that right? Two wrecks, I think. Yeah, like, I've been in two wrecks or whatever.
Was one of them crazy, or were they just like fender benders?
I mean, they were fender benders for my truck. They totaled their cars.
Oh, dang. Was this people hitting you, or did you hit somebody?
So I hit one person. She was like an alpha. She's like an alpha tall or some shit at UCA. And we were in high school, and I had that. You remember that white truck?
Yeah.
Okay. So before I got it lifted up, you remember it was like all stock, and it was.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And she pulled, we left Taco Bell, and I was on my learner's permit at the time. And because it was like seriously like 3 or 4 days before my birthday or something like that. And she pulled, like, there was a line of car, like there was a stop sign, and I was going across the intersection because I had a green. And she pulled out from one parking lot to the other. And she pulled out in front of like three lanes of traffic or whatever. Somebody let her out. And so she went across there. She couldn't see me because there's a line of cars in front of her. And she just pulled out and like hoped for the best. And I T-boned her. And she spun out and all that stuff. Her car was totaled. That was one. And, you know, she was crying and all that shit, which I felt horrible. But, like, I was like, I couldn't do anything. I couldn't see you either. And then
the girl that hit me was
one,
definitely in shock, I think, because she wasn't even, like, crying or nothing. She was just like.
She's probably rethinking her life, bro. She was what, like, she was doing. Fuck. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. She's not going to be able to drive now for who knows how long.
Yeah.
She's probably about to get hit with. You know what she also said? She goes, I just got the engine replaced in this car. I was like,
damn.
Brother. I was like,
replace that shit again.
Also, though, like,
what kind
this
of car was
all
it?
This is all it was like a nice car. It was like a Hyundai
Elantra or something?
Tucson, maybe?
Tucson?
Yeah. It was one of their Sorento. Kia Sorento, that's what it was. Kia Sorento. So it was like a little crossover. Nice. But
yeah.
Nah, I mean,
it all
could have
been avoided if she just didn't drive. Just don't drive.
That too, but I'm like, dude, and I don't know her circumstance, so I don't want to like go too hard on this, but getting your license, it's free, right? You don't like, there's no money going into that?
You gotta pay a little bit. You gotta pay a little bit.
Like maybe to get the ID itself, but like taking the test is all just show up to the library, I think, right? Or is it like $5?
If I remember correctly, yeah. You might have to pay like $5 or something. I don't remember.
I don't know.
Been a while.
Seemed like it all could have been avoided, but nonetheless, my truck will be fixed at some point, hopefully here soon. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I want to throw out here before we wrap up and go into the media corner. Just do a little
I got the katana.
Oh, yes, the amp. Let's talk about the amp real quick. Yep. Yeah, let's go into that real quick. Let's go.
Dude,
I'm excited. How is it?
I've been playing nonstop since I got it. I seriously, like, I love it because, like I was telling you before, like in the previous episodes, like I'm looking at it right now. That's why I keep looking off screen. But
is it the 20 watt?
It's the 50 watt.
50 watt. You went bigger, right? Watt. Isn't that bigger?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
But dude, there's so many effects and stuff on there, bro.
Can you show it on the screen real quick? Or is that too difficult?
Yeah, here.
Let me see if you can just kind of get a pick. Is it like massive? Oh yeah, that's nice. That looks sick. Yeah. You ordered online or go get it from somewhere?
I went and got it. Where at? So, funny story, at Guitar Center. So, story, and this kind of goes into Media Corner. So, I went to a concert on Friday. It was Three Doors Down.
Nice. Where were they?
So they were in Simmons in Little Rock.
Oh, okay.
So, I kind of got the bug, and I was like, yeah, dude, like I got to go get an amp. So, I went and got an amp like the next day, and I went and got that one or whatever. Yeah, dude, it's super nice. Like, you can put all kinds of effects in it and stuff. And so you can make it, you know, like yesterday I was trying to play like some like Korn. And like it sound like I could like almost to the T, like emulate the sound. And then
that's
like
cool.
The day before that, I was trying to play like some Guns N' Roses and stuff. And, you know, I got the Les Paul and Slash and all that. So I was messing with it again and, you know, made it sound like I was playing like Welcome to the Jungle, like for real. And it's pretty nice. I'm really enjoying it. Been playing Star Spangled Banner. Yeah.
Let's go. Do a little America.
Yeah. I'm thinking about just going out to my garage every day, like 5:30 in the morning, like open up the garage and just blaring that shit as loud as I can.
Just good morning.
So
that's sick though. I'm pumped. I'm glad you finally got one. It'll definitely inspire me to probably move into that territory here soon. I need to probably be putting in a little more work than I have been. I feel like I've hit like a plateau almost with where I got to. Like I haven't like progressed past like a certain point. Like I kind of got like speed with some of the scales. And now I'm trying to work on, I'm just not good at picking very well. Like I need to work on
it's hard, dude.
Instead of just doing all down picks, I got to work on like alternating up and down to like make my eighth notes a whole lot easier and smoother. Cause like just going down all the time just is not the move. So. But we're getting there. Plus, I think it's like I'm learning on an acoustic, which is probably not ideal for like learning how to like shred.
It's, you know, it's hard to shred on an acoustic, but when you put it to an electric, it's so much easier.
That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping like maybe it's like kind of I'm doing the same thing as like a weighted bat almost. I'm making it harder on myself. So then when I get to the electric, I'll be like, oh man, this is way easier. So hopefully that's the case.
Also, elephant in the room. I'm sorry. I remembered this again because I saw it again. Is that a puka shell on your neck right now?
Oh, yes. I got a puka at the beach. I get one every year now. Okay. I got one last year. So I got this one. It's pretty nice, right? What do you think about that? This one's not as tight. Last year's one was basically like this. It was like a choker almost.
Like a choker.
I guess I accidentally bought a youth or something by accident. I have no idea. But I went puka again this year. Still rocking a decent tan from the beach, so I'm feeling pretty good. Didn't even get sunburned, really. Minimal burn.
Oh, nice.
No peeling. I mean, we're looking good.
Love that.
Kept the tattoos pretty protected. And you know how I said I was going to be drunk the whole time? I wasn't. Went a little too hard, like maybe the second or third day in, and just kind of didn't like ruin me. I was just like, you know, I can't do this all week. I can't just be grinding out. Plus, it's kind of just hard to party when it's just you and like Carly, you know?
Because
like, my parents don't just like. Yeah. Like they're not just like, you know, chugging on the beach. So it was fun. All sunshine this year. No construction. Food was good. All that good stuff. Oh, yeah. So fun time at the beach. Any closing thoughts before we slide into the media? And we can do a quick media if there's anything you got. You good?
I mean, I went to Three Doors Down on Friday. That was pretty cool. It's a good concert.
We're open for them.
Candlebox. They're a 90s band.
I do know Candlebox.
I had heard of one of their songs.
They had like one song that everyone knows, but I can't think of it right now.
And then the rest of them were just kind of like, oh, that's cool.
That's nice, man. It was like, hey, we're going to play a bunch of stuff off our new album. And you're like,
well, no, they did a 30-year reunion for their first album. And then it was, so they did a 30-year reunion. And then Three Doors Down, they did a 20-year reunion for Away From the Sun, which is like, they're like, if I'm not mistaken, it's like, it was like their second or third album. So okay. Like, they got big off Kryptonite. And then like, this is like their follow-up album. So
Right.
But
Nice. Anything else you got on the media?
No, just been trying to play the guitar.
Just playing the guitar.
Trying my best. Yeah.
I'll give, let's see. I'm going to give one little nod to, we went and saw a movie that's still in theaters, I believe, called Bottoms. Probably one of the funniest movies I've seen in a while.
What's it about?
And it was short. It is not about ass. It's kind of, it's very Blue Mountain State-esque as far as like the high school setup. It's like a joke. It's like, it's very over the top. It's not like, hey, this is supposed to be serious. But it's good. I don't know what the right word for that is. If like hyperbole is the right word for that or what that is. But it was really good. It was funny. I think it's better if you just go in with minimal knowledge on it, because that's kind of how I went in. I was like, I think this is just kind of like a story about lesbians, maybe. which is part of it, but it's much more than that, and it is hilarious. So definitely go check out Bottoms. I'll also give a little nod to, I'm like slowly but surely getting into Zach Bryan now. I'm sure you've probably been there.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. Solid. I know he had the new album come out this past Friday. You
listen to that poem that he has on there?
Yeah, Carly played it for me. It's pretty nice. And then there's a song that matches with it, right?
I didn't know there's a song that matches with it, but
what's it called again?
I've heard the poem. Shit,
knowing what it is, but I mean, the album cover's cool. I mean, I like his sound. It's really unique. I think this is maybe that country music's finally heading in a good direction. Is that maybe what we're getting at here soon? Especially with the emergence of
But
maybe it's that, so I don't know. Maybe those guys have always been around. I just never listened to
them. It's called Fear and Fridays, but he's more of like the he's one of those guys that's kind of like he's his own guy.
Right.
You need to listen to his he was on the Joe Rogan podcast, and you need to listen to it, because like I saw him as like an artist, and I was like, all right, you know, like he's just a normal artist, like he's gonna, you know, do the whole mainstream bullshit or whatever. But then I listened to the podcast where he was on with Joe Rogan, and I was like, no, wait, I actually like this guy. Like, I could go hang out with this guy.
Yeah.
So, but
and then I think that might be all I got for Media Corner. I'm trying to think. Other funny movie that is a must see if you can. It's not in theaters. It's actually out now, I think, just to rent only. But No Hard Feelings Jennifer Lawrence. Hilarious. Seems like maybe comedy movies are back. Maybe they're finally making funny stuff again. So
we love that.
Check those two out. Watch a little Monday Night Football. I guess that's kind of a dumbass announcement since this will not be out before the game, but that's probably what I'm about to hop off here and do, and watch a little bit of the Jets and the
Starts in like 30 minutes, right?
Starts in 30 minutes. Go Josh Allen.
Go. Yeah, hell
and,
yeah.
Go Josh James Allen, Cook. Baby. And hopefully next time we record, we'll be going, fuck yeah, James
I
Cook and Josh Allen. They did it. But all right, anything else before we slide out of here?
No, I think I'm good, man. I think that's it.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, as always, and we will see you in the next one. Peace.
Peace.
I still...